Sorry if you hear my dog fucking in the background. It's not my fault.
We have been gone for like 2 years or something. I don't know.
I would say about 3 years. We have we said we'd be back. We'd post like 2 to 3 times a week.
We're gonna take a mental health break. Not even. We kind of forgot about this. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, no fucking shit. After 6 episodes, you guys have been bullying us too much, so we just had to take a break.
Like, what the heck, guys? Come on now.
Yeah, cancel culture is just stupid nowadays.
Also, sorry if Natalie is a little bit, crunchy. It's because she's on a phone.
Crunchy, crunchy bitches.
Slay. Yes.
Oh, wait. God, really? We're gonna look back on that killer show after hearing that.
Literally. Slay. Oh, my gosh. Remember, okay, do you remember our introduction? Hold on, just like.
Welcome back.
To, like, the worst friends.
Worst podcast.
Yes, I'm Lillian, or Lily, doesn't matter, don't care.
And I'm Natalie. Yeah. This is the worst podcast you're ever gonna hear.
Yes. So.
My dog's actually fucking.
Oh gosh, let your dog on the podcast. Tell him to say hi.
Hey guys, say hi to my podcast. Hey, say hi.
Like, come on, hello.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you're getting way too close to my phone, okay? She was like breathing really heavy into my phone.
Oh. That's lovely.
She's really late.
Okay, guys, here's a life lesson for you. Don't trust your friends.
Yeah, they always say you look good when you look horrible.
They give you false information, and I should know.
False hope is a killer, guys. Really don't let it hurt you.
Like, get a real friend.
That'll actually laugh, like, cackle at you right when they see you.
Yeah. Like Natalie. Exactly like right. Natalie.
No, guys, trust me. Like, literally 2 seconds after I saw her, I was cackling, and I feel horrible, but I don't at the same time.
So I decided to cut my hair, and it looked alright, a little bit too short. And all my friends were like, oh my gosh, you should curl it. So I was like, okay. So I called her, and I was curling my hair. Wait, what did you say I looked like?
I said you looked like a border school student or something like that. Boarding school.
Yeah, it looked so bad. Yeah.
She looked so... It was horrible.
And then I sent the thing to my friend. They're like, you look so good. Shut the fuck up.
Like, really, shut the fuck up. People are liars. I'd rather someone tell me I look like Ronald McDonald than lie to me and tell me I look literally good and then let me go out public looking like it.
You think you're gonna look good, you're gonna, like, go out public and, no.
It's disgusting. I don't know how friends could do that, but, you know.
It's just not gonna work out, really.
I mean, I guess I did that with you, your babes.
Oh my gosh.
You did that with me and my bleached ends.
Yeah.
But we both were like, no, bitch, you look horrible.
This is a life lesson to just leave your hair alone.
Yeah, I just really love your hair. We don't try to be like every basic bitch, okay?
Yes.
Love your hair for it, and if you do a basic bitch hair, well, then you're just a basic bitch, and goodbye, the world will need you.
You're just calling them basic bitches?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Please.
I feel like I'm probably gonna get canceled.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my god, Natalie called to wash your hair, basic bitch.
Cancel this bitch on Twitter, come on.
My dog's trying to break into my room. Sorry about that.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you can hear that or not, but
I don't think it's pretty, can I? I don't know.
It's pretty loud. It was like banging.
Let me the fuck out, bro.
I am not letting her out.
Slay. Did I just hear the door open?
Yes.
I'm not letting her out. Continues to open the door.
I didn't open the door.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't.
Did your dog just open the door?
Yeah, she just.
No, it was desperate to get out, Natalie.
I don't even know how she could do that. It's not a sliding door. It's a little doorknob.
Damn, your dog can't stand this.
Do you blame her?
I mean, motherfucker learned how to open a door just to get out.
Oh, she's a puppy too.
Oh my gosh. Wait, is this the one dog that went missing, that like ran away?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Slay.
And then she showed up a few days later after my mom was on a run.
I remember you like calling me. You like were calling me crying, like absolutely sobbing.
See, that just broke my heart. And she was just hiding in the sewers. I was that turned to the Ninja Turtle, probably.
That's so sad.
Oh my gosh, she was fine. She's out there for 2 days. She's out there for one night.
Okay. But like, think if it was you. What if you were missing for 2 days, stranded in like a field of corn?
She's literally like 5 minutes away from her house. This is just stupid. She couldn't walk back.
Natalie, it's your house and then just fields of corn. Like,
roads are there for a reason. Just follow the road.
I mean,
listen, I understand. It's pretty scary, okay?
But like, that can be helpful sometimes. Be like, I really want corn on the cob. Goes outside and just grabs it.
But you can't just grab.
Well, you can like, you can?
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
Well, how does it work then?
I don't think my family's. We've lived by a cornfield for like 6 years, and I don't think my family has ever once been like, we need some corn. Let me go grab some from the backyard. Like, it's just.
I feel like people would do that. They're like, you know, they're like, I want some corn right now.
All right. That's such a random thing to want, though. Like, I really need some corn right now.
Well, like, some people have, like, corn for dinner. Like, as a vegetable or whatever. Like, do they not? Okay. Go ahead.
Are we still on the podcast?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit.
I'm keeping that in.
Honestly, I don't even give a shit anymore. I'm stink the fuck up in here.
Natalie, oh my god.
It is a sour one, bro. Ooh. That smells like ham.
Ham?
It smells like sour ham. I'm like bad ham. I grew some ham. Oh, god.
Stop.
And you.
Oh my gosh. We were rewatching some of the videos and. Oh, Lord.
Kind of cringy.
How did some of y'all, like, just sit there and watch our podcast?
I would have ditched us, like, in 2 seconds.
Like, I would have heard, like, my voice and just left. Peace out.
I had, like, a super annoying voice. I probably still do. And Lily had, like, that lisp voice where she was like, welcome to that side.
I still do, though. Like.
No, you don't. It's so much better now. It is so really? Much better.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be bad. You used to, like, you used to be like, yes, queen, let's go. Yes.
Stop it.
I didn't know this because I was going through my own little stage.
I mean, they used to, like, in kindergarten, they used to pull me out of class to take speech lessons for my lisp. It didn't work, let me tell you that. Still have it. Oh, Lord. Slay.
Come on, Lily, we need to go work on your speech, honey.
Tell me what this card says.
Oh my god.
Incorrect.
Dogs. Dogs. Okay, sweetie, now play this sentence. I like cats.
No, because when I used to say pumpkin, it sounded like fucking.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
We like pumpkin.
Stop it. The voice just makes it way more funnier.
I'm Snoggy's changed a tad bit since we last made a podcast.
I hope so. It's been like 2 years.
I turned into a very interesting person. Okay. I got lamer. Like, I do stupid, really, really lame stuff. My style got better, though. Oh my god, I went shopping this week.
You're an old lady. Like, you do old lady activities, I guess.
I'm all about, like, looking hot and, like, feeling. I love to do, like, I also crochet, crossword, reading, baking. I like to go outside in my boyfriend's greenhouse and sip tea. I'm pretty sure that's all I go to his house for anymore. I literally just make a cup of tea and I walk out there. And I sit out there and I romanticize every second out there. He's like, are you going to come inside and hang out with me? I'm like, no. I'm romanticizing.
Literally. You sound like an old lady. Like, going out to stand on, like, a porch to drink their coffee or something.
Yeah. Like, what the heck? But, like, imagine that, but, like, I'm really hot.
Okay. Yeah. Slay.
But, yeah, I romanticize everything. Everything. Oh, and yeah. I'm going to grab this cup of tea and go to the greenhouse and water the plants.
Oh, but it's kind of mood, though.
It is.
You give me like, that rich aunt vibe.
That's kind of what I'm going for. I want to be, like, honestly, I'd totally be down to be a stay-at-home mom.
No. How?
Like, if life ever came to it, and if I worked my years, and I'm just ready to, like, sit down and vibe, I'd be down to be a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Get it.
Me
and my friend were talking about this to my English teacher. We're like, man, if I ever get pregnant and the baby either comes out as a boy or looks ugly, going up for adoption. And my teacher, the thing is, my teacher was agreeing with us.
You guys are horrible.
It's just, you know, like, you don't want to. An ugly child. Like, you just...
Yeah, I would give it a couple of years. Like, sometimes babies come out really ugly, and they're not really pretty.
Just a few years. And Natalie, you can't even say anything. The things you were saying about that one baby.
I said that shit to his mama. I was like, your baby looking ugly as fuck. And she's like, what the fuck, Natalie? I was like, wow. It's looking like a little chicken nugget that got toasted a little too long.
Stop.
She's so upset. She was like, what the fuck? I just gave birth. I was like, well, it's not so many photos of an ugly, old-ass looking man.
Like, the baby just came straight out of the womb, and you're like, damn. You looking ugly.
That shit was. He was looking like a whole ass grandpa coming out of his perf vagina. Like, what'd you do?
Oh, you know who's a cute baby, though?
Amelia.
They're so pretty. They're also they're like responsive, I guess. They learn quick.
Who does?
Amelia.
Why do you refer to her as a baby?
I don't know. I just use they, them a lot because a lot of my friends have they, them pronouns or they use it, so I don't know. I just end up using they for everyone. Sorry. She.
She is very responsive.
Are you saying your pronouns, Natalie? Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Not with Sierra and Javier raising her.
Oh, so true.
Remember when Javier got mad at me when I did like that? Like
when we do the cross thingy?
Yeah, I remember when he did you just do? And I'm like,
what did you just do?
I said I was itching my nose. Remember? I said I was itching my nose.
He got so offensive.
I was like, itching my nose.
We kind of look.
That's my belief.
We looked at each other like, huh?
Yeah, like, what if that's my belief, bro? I'm allowed to do that shit if I want to. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I don't give no shit.
And then we went and did drugs. No, we didn't.
We did not do drugs.
No.
They did drugs. We did not.
You're just exposing this? See, look. Wait, no. I lied.
No one did drugs, okay? We did nothing wrong. We just got dumb.
Was wholesome children of God. Slay.
I mean, I don't really believe in God. I just like to eat Domino's, but yeah. I really don't believe in God, okay?
Me either.
That could be a topic for this podcast. Do you believe in God?
Personally, I don't. Like, sorry. But, like, you really think there's a man up in the clouds just like, interesting.
That is, like, what I'm thinking. And, like, when someone dies, and it's, like my uncle, when he got ran over by a fucking semi, and, like, this lady was, like, everything happens for a reason, I'm like, bitch.
I don't think so.
I'm God. It was not like, beepity-boppity-boo, you get ran over, and you get two. And, like, what? Like,
no.
God was, how that works.
God was sitting like, man, I'm bored. Let's run someone over with a semi.
Literally, though. Like, that's not how that shit works. Literally. And don't sit there and use my vulnerability to try to push your religious beliefs onto me. Like, that's just not gonna go well with me. Mm-hmm. Like, don't fucking do that. And, like, I guess I understand people, like, find comfort in, like, some greater man up there controlling everything. But I am fully scientific.
Bro.
I'm heavily scientific.
When the people come down from the church and are like, Do you have a moment to talk about God? No.
No, I do not. I have, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go burn my Bible. Just kidding. I do not disrespect the Bible.
Actually, I gotta go pee real quick. I'm never coming back after that.
No, I told him off, we had to go pee. I was like,
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I've never believed. I mean, I like to believe in, like, an afterlife or something, but God, I just cannot find myself to believe that, like, our destiny's laid out for us.
You know,
I think it's just something that happens.
I've been baptized twice before.
You're still pretty, homo.
I think this, like, the second time I did it, it just reversed it. I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
You know, I'm gonna go do it a third time, and then maybe I'll turn, like, really homophobic and straight. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Maybe. Time's a charm.
So true. What's going on?
I should fart again.
You wanna get baptized with me?
Yeah. Hold on.
But. I heard it. It was a little boop. Oh my god.
Somebody was like, I farted.
I farted. I wonder if anyone's gonna, like, actually watch this.
No.
You know?
No. Probably not.
Who would?
Us.
we're gonna watch it back and just be like, damn. Who let us do this?
I don't even know what we're talking about. This isn't even a podcast at this point.
We're just talking.
It's literally just us talking on record.
You know, maybe some people are lonely. They need some friends to talk to.
Maybe we should part of the conversation.
Yes, like, okay, guys, let's have a conversation. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm so great. Like, wow.
How are you, person out there? Oh, that's good.
Really? I'm so glad.
That's not good. That's sad.
Oh, wait, huh? Wow. I can't believe your dog got ran over.
Oh my god, no, your grandma died, it's so sad. Aw, you got a bad grade on your test, that's okay. I think all of us do. Look at this shit.
Oh, you just broke your arm? Get better.
Oh, your boyfriend just broke up with you? Sounds like a you problem.
Get a new one. Get bitches.
Why don't you just fuck girls?
Oh my gosh, Natalie, there's gonna be like a gay dude watching.
Oh my god, no.
Why don't you just like girl?
Oh, I love
gays. Gosh. Let's go.
If a boy does make your heart gaze, I mean, just try fucking a girl once. See how it goes, especially like that.
Oh my gosh. I love you, Natalie. What the fuck? Why? Why?
Listen, yo, if you're ever included, you're gonna get bullied constantly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's just one of the things that comes with being part of the friend group. Which you're not really part of. You're just watching a podcast
with
two teenage girls are making, but not to make you feel lonely or anything. I'm just saying. No.
You know, maybe you're just taking a walk in the park and you need a voice to talk to you.
Hey, listen, if you came here for someone to cheer you up, it's not gonna work.
You might want to click off. We may be 22 minutes in, but click off right now.
Because, guess what?
Your mom.
I actually don't know.
Your mom.
I don't know. Woo. I'm Marjorie. Oh, I can say something in Spanish for them, because it's for my our Spanish-speaking people out there.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Me gusta tu madre's alcaca. Me gusta... Me gusta comer tu madre's caca. I think something else to say.
I don't think they want you to say anything else.
No, I gotta think something else.
No.
Madre? Tu madre es el caca es fácil. It's easy. It's It's just good, okay? And tu madre? El mono. Your mom's a monkey.
There's your Spanish lesson, guys. Woo!
El mono es marrón en la isla. El mono es tu madre en la isla.
Yeah.
Comida. Caca. Your food is caca. Shit.
What if they're like eating something? Anyway.
That food right there is the meat caca.
Bro, if you're riding a bike right now, I hope you fall off it. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope your tires magically levitate off your bike and you snap your fucking neck and die.
We need to stop giving them death threats. Oh my gosh. No. So that, oh my gosh. So I keep on like saying slay, right? Because of TikTok. And I'm just sitting in science class, you know. I'm talking to this dude and all of a sudden he goes, "You look like the type of person to say slay queen." And I'm like, what do you mean?
Because you're wrong type of person.
Yeah, I know, but like, I think this guy has a degrading kink.
I do too. Oh, shit, I shouldn't say that. Sorry.
Wait, not as a, like, I don't know what's it called, but, like, he was like, I feel like you would be such a bitch. Be a bitch to me. I'm like, what? He goes, go ahead. Like, be bitchy to me. I'm like,
yeah, it's definitely degrading kinks.
I'm like, yeah, I can be a bitch sometimes, but just not right now. Like, I'm not mad. And, like, the whole rest of class, he was just trying to get me to be a bitch towards him.
He's thirsty, huh?
I guess so. Real thirsty. I guess so.
Hold on.
I should have handed him a water bottle, dude.
You should have, but, like, here's where you're thirsty, dumb bitch. Explain. Hey, guys. Anyone out there watching, if you have a crush on someone, just remember, they don't like you.
If you have a crush on someone, try to seduce them right here, right now. And tell us how it goes, please.
You should just eat them. You should just cannibalize them.
Oh my god.
Because you farted, yeah. I feel like if she farted.
I'm doing this. Wait, can you hear it? Can you hear it?
Are you shitting yourself?
No, I'm like putting, like, scraping my nail against the furniture.
I was actually shitting my mouth.
Bet. Pull that, baby girl. Most baby girl.
And my mouth is wide open for you.
Remember when 365 Days came out? Ooh! Okay, bye guys! Okay, anyways, so we're gonna ignore that last part because someone walked in and I didn't want it to be, like, heard. But Natalie's talking about how she wants her boyfriend to dress up as Batman.
Yes, and I would dress up as Catwoman because, like, honestly, I think all females have lesbian crush on Catwoman. The entire time, I just, like, turned to Ian, and I was like, I would let Catwoman crush me.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Honestly, same.
It was just amazing. I was just attracted to the movie itself. Like, after the movie, I just wanted to make out with my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And that's all I can say because it's PG-13 yes, here on this planet right here. This little
wholesome children. We're not really children. So but still.
I wanted to kiss my boyfriend after that. It was a good ass movie.
You liked the movie that much, Natalie?
10 out of 10. I was just on my knees for it the entire time. Like, it was 3 hours long, and that 3 hours didn't feel long enough.
Dang.
The movie was amazing. It was beautiful. Yeah. Robert, you did an amazing job. I didn't think you'd play Batman well, but you played him well. You were him, and it was amazing.
Ew. Ugh. Anyways. Have you ever done cocaine?
No.
Me either. You know, Euphoria makes it look fun.
I don't think that's the whole point of it.
Wait, it's not cocaine. It's like Molly, but like...
Oh, yeah. Does that actually make you, like, really horny?
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because that one scene...
Wasn't she, like... I never watched Euphoria, but wasn't she, like, fucking the carousel ring?
Yeah, she was, like, riding the pony. On the carousel.
I'm gonna sing a song. Riding the pony.
What are you talking about?
It's a song. Oh. On the cool people.
I was like, when I was in the middle of watching Euphoria, my friend came and sat next to me, right, on the bus. He was like, what are you watching? I was like, oh, I'm just watching Euphoria. And I was like, bro, their dicks are so small. And then he's like, how small? Like, you know, dicks aren't that big. So we were sitting on the bus, really close next to the bus driver, having conversation about dicks. So.
Interesting.
I think it went are well. Huh?
Are their dicks small?
Yes, they are. Like, very small, I feel like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, yeah.
Like, give an estimate.
Like, the size of my thumb.
It's really small.
Yeah.
I'd say like, I can't say on the podcast. Pause the podcast.
I think I know what you were gonna say, but yeah.
Is it pause?
No. Do you want me to pause it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're back. Woo.
We're back. I just had to say some personal things.
Yes. She was talking about how much drug usage she does. Gosh.
I don't do any drug usage. I get trauma tested for track, so I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah. I hate track. It's so boring.
You know, I'm like getting my permit this summer, right?
Me too, bro.
Yo. And apparently you have to take like a 4-hour long drug test. Like, hello?
What?
Like, can't you just like...
Oh.
You take like a pee test, like a strand of your hair and like inside your mouth, and then you're supposed to be good, right? Like, what do you even do during a 4-hour drug test?
That seems kind of, maybe it's just like the time to wait for the results.
Maybe, I would suppose. But I don't know. Well.
I'm nervous to get my permit.
Same. Like, think, like, in a year or so, we're gonna be on our own driving a whole car.
I know, it's weird. It's like, so weird to think about.
Mm-hmm. Lately, my friend has been driving me home, right, because they have their permit. And it's just, I'd be looking at this chick like, you're driving right now.
You're for real driving.
Like, your hands are on the wheel. You're, like, moving this car to the house.
Is it scary?
I don't know. She drives kind of slow. No offense, dude. No offense. But, like, a little slow. I say this like they're gonna watch it. I feel like maybe they're going the speed limit, but, like, it's Florida. No one is supposed to go the speed limit. You know?
That's why I don't want to live in Florida. With, like, all, like, the 4-lane roads and stuff, like, parkways and stuff, but...
Like, I love, like, driving fast. Oh, my, your mom, when she drives? Yeah.
That bitch is crazy. She's not here to play around.
No, really. When we went to the beach, oh my gosh.
She was hauling ass with the windows down.
We're over here, like, speeding down the highway, music blasting, and every single window down.
Even the sunroof was fucking loud.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
That's your kind of driving?
Mm-hmm. It is. Like, just any type of speed, that's good for me.
I'm always scared of, like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared of driving in some in some aspects. Like, I'm always scared of highways. Like, what if I get too close to the other lane? Like, my car, like...
Like, your car just stops working?
No, not even that. Like, what if my car, like, accidentally hits another car?
Oh my gosh. You, I don't know.
I'm good at driving. I just don't like doing it all that much.
I'm scared of driving. Like, when my dad let me drive, he was like, damn, you're really slow. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You should have used 5 minutes ago. I love speed. I love the adrenaline of speed.
Yeah. Damn, you're really slow. But I'm, like, actually on the wheel. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What do I do? I can drive a golf cart.
cannot get over that. You're just like, I am speed. And you're like, oh my god, this is terrifying. Like, your hair starts turning into, like, gray. It, like, turns into a grandma hairdo.
Oh my god.
It was going, like, 50 miles of, like, 50.
I don't know. Oh, there's one time, me and, like, my friend, and then, like, four other random people that we really just did not know. We were in a golf cart, like, speeding down, and we were going down a hill. And so, there's three of us in the front, and then three other people in the back. The girl grabs the wheel, just grabs the wheel and tips us over.
What the?
So we're like, still, like, kind of sliding down the hill, and we're just tipped over at an angle. Like, what the heck? Oh, I miss that.
Like, I am speed.
Stop it. You saying that reminds me of that one movie with the snail.
Turbo?
Turbo, yeah. Oh, that was such a good film.
Oh my god, what time is it?
12:06 a.m.
Oh my god, holy, I was supposed to be in bed like 2 hours ago.
Girl, it's the weekend.
I know, but I'll be up early tomorrow.
Oh, where are you going?
To my boyfriend's house.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I have to get up
early
to rest.
Oh.
And it takes like 4 hours.
Oh. Remember when everyone thought you were dead? Because you slept in for once?
Oh my god, wait, I think I do.
This is what happens when you stay with me and Natalie, like, for too long. You end up having my sleep schedule.
For real, though. I remember everyone was like, Natalie, are you...
Hello? You just died.
And I was like, I just slept in. I'm like, you slept in? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, when I wake up and I saw you're still sleeping, I was like, either she's sleeping or dead. Oh, well.
She's either really tired or she's dead.
Guess we'll figure out in a few hours.
Yeah, I cannot believe, I couldn't believe I was sleeping in that.
Me either. I was so shocked.
I didn't wake up at 3 o'clock every morning.
How? Just how?
I don't know. It's just natural now.
See, I had a good sleep schedule for a little bit. I was going to sleep at like 9 and waking up at 6. But then... Oh. Yeah, sorry. Someone just tried to call me. Popular with the ladies. Literally. I got 5 bitches. No.
I mean, hello.
Yeah. Oh, wait, how long is this podcast gonna be?
Are we still going?
Yeah, they're probably getting bored of us, Natalie. Oh, wait, okay, you know, let's say our goodbyes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll come back in a year or so, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, we'll set a reminder. Do not worry.
You should worry. We're going to forget.
Okay, any last words, Natalie?
Again, I hope you fall off your bike and snap your neck.
Okay. Bye.